USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left eight people dead, including six Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding, that's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Some U.S. lawmakers are fed up with Dr. Fauci's wishy-washy leadership during the COVID-19 pandemic, and they let him have it on Thursday. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
During a Senate hearing, Senator Rand Paul asked Dr. Anthony Fauci, why are we still wearing masks?
You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks to get vaccinated.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci told the panel there isn't enough data on the vaccine's response to the variants of the virus.
Dr. Fauci started off the pandemic telling Americans not to wear masks and later admitted he fibbed to save American stockpiles of masks for frontline workers. At the beginning of March 2021, approximately 10% of the adult population in the United States has received both coronavirus vaccine doses. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tampa Bay Rays pitcher Tyler Glasnow talks on MLB.com about getting the start opening day and the team's roster heading into the 2021 season.
I know the signings that we've made and the team we have is still really good and we can compete with anyone out there. So I'm just looking forward to this season coming up. Yeah, I mean, it's always good to have depth. I think like it's kind of been our staple through the past couple of years. They've done a great job scouting players and everything, so I think just the more players we have, the better it is. And hopefully there'll be some like minor league season that starts where guys can kind of get into like that game mode and everything. I know the bubble was a weird situation last year to where like to go throw to guys not in the game situation and then having to get called up was a bit strange. But yeah, like I said, it's good to have depth.
Tyler talks about his pitching arsenal.
I guess if you were to count my changeup, I don't throw it very often, but like I'm still working on that. So that's three. And then the slider I'm working on with Kyle right now. So it's just kind of like a cutter slider thing, something that I've been messing with. And we've been kind of going into the lab and like all the advanced to like kind of analytical stuff we have here. It's just easier to kind of formulate like a third pitch and understand like what I need to do to how I need to like position my hand to throw and everything. So I think it's easier to progress with a pitch when you have all those things to work with. So, but it's been good. I've been throwing in a couple last bullpens and it's been feeling really good.
Spring training continues today. The Rays and Red Sox go at it at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. The game will be played at JetBlue Park in Fort Myers, Florida. Tickets are available for the game. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening.